Tony Abbott has used Australia's richest literature awards night to announce the creation of a book council. And most writers don't make much from their craft, but two winners of the Prime Minister's Literary Awards have given away their prize money. This year's Booker Prize winner, Richard Flanagan, was one of them. Rachel Brown was at the awards at Victoria's National Gallery.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has thanked the literary community for its contribution to Australian culture.
The point of writing is to draw people closer to being their best selves.
Embodying this idea, the co-winner of the Fiction Award, Richard Flanagan, said he's giving away his $40,000 prize. When Mr. Flanagan took out the Booker Prize in October for his story about a POW working on the Thai-Burma Railway, he told international media he was embarrassed to be Australian because of Mr. Abbott's poor environmental credentials. This time, as that same PM passed him his award, he said it'll all be going to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
The lesson that my father took from the POW camps was that the measure of any civilised society was its willingness to look after its weakest. Money is like shit, my father used to say. Pile it up and it stinks. Spread it around and you can grow things.
Mr. Flanagan says words were the first beautiful things his father knew, and he wants to help close the Indigenous literacy gap.
If just one of those children in turn becomes a writer, if just one brings to Australia and to the world an idea of the universe that arises out of the glorious lineage of 60,000 years of Australian civilisation, then I will think this prize has rewarded not just me, but us all.
In a similar spirit, Bob Graham, who won the Children's Fiction Award for A Tale of a Boy Taking His First Step, is giving some of his prize to those struggling to navigate Australia.
I like to think that after the book is closed, that he will grow into a man who will have empathy and understanding and compassion for what he sees out there. And it's in this spirit that I would like to donate $10,000 to the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre here in Melbourne. Thank you. It distresses me. It gives me grief. It has done for many years since the Tampa affair, and I guess my work in a way is a way of rectifying that within myself. I don't set out to make political statements. I just tell little stories, but what eventuates from that can work in those kind of directions.
The Prime Minister used the night to announce the creation of the Book Council of Australia, conceding the arts are too often viewed as the province of the left.
Every government should want to encourage all of the voices in Australian life, but these voices can only be heard if they're listened to.
Stephen Carroll, co-winner of the Fiction Award, says awards like these are crucial for the industry.
It's probably indicative also of the thriving state of Australian literature at the moment. There's a definite sense of something happening, and it's quite a thrill to be part of that something.
Well, literature thrives. A lot of bookstores close down, and I know part of the reason for setting up the Book Council is to help the industry deal with emerging technologies. Mm. Is this an area of concern for you?
I tend to think, actually, that the prophets of doom in terms of the book might start to sound like the prophets of doom of the novel. There was a lot of discussion in the 1950s that the novel was dead. Well, it doesn't seem to be quite dead at the moment. It's still kicking on.
Co-winner of the Fiction Awards, Stephen Carroll, ending that report by Rachel Brown, and a full list of winners will be on AM's website.